to enter Sky FM's offices on Monrovia's thronging Broad Street, you have to walk by its thundering generator, which throbs away 24 hours a day to keep the station's electricity supply going. David Togby is the director of news at Sky. He says while having press freedom is a step in the right direction, Liberian journalists are still struggling.
The challenges are very enormous. We are working under extreme difficult circumstances. The lack of requisite facilities, the lack of the requisite benefits as journalists, and lack of equipment to make sure that our broadcasting is very easy.
Togby's office is a desk in a separated area of the lobby. He does not have a computer and has to write all his scripts out by hand. Sky does not supply any phones, so he has to make any calls from his own cell phone. Useful numbers are scribbled onto the wall next to his desk. Togby says that this lack of equipment means that the quality of their output suffers dramatically.
The problem we have here is we've always having poor quality of sound. The facilities, the kind of tape recorders we use, perhaps the tape recorders are substandard, but we use cassettes. When it gets on the air, sometimes it doesn't sound good. It's always a problem, and we've always getting that feedback from our listeners. They complain that, hey, your news is good, but your sound quality is bad. You know, that's embarrassing for us as a station.
Raymond Zarbi trains Liberian journalists with the UN. He says journalists have equipment problems, but also need to develop their techniques.
Technique and equipment. They have a lot of analog equipment here, and there's a need for them to have some digital equipment so that they can be comparative to the kind of work that we are doing with them.
At Sky FM, Togby earns about $100 a month. Other journalists at the station earn about half that. These low salaries lead many journalists to look for other sources of income. Corruption within the media is rife. Politicians will pay for positive coverage.
There are a lot of independent newspapers, but this kind of independence can be influenced sometimes by money coming from politicians or other invisible hands. A politician calls you on the telephone, come and see me in my office, and I want you to write this piece or air this piece for me, and here's an envelope. That influences your work as a journalist. This is where the question of ethical standards come in.
Togby is certain this was especially the case during last year's elections, when many candidates were paying vast sums of money in the hope that this would increase their chances of being elected. He says many journalists made a small fortune over the election period.
There were a lot of cash running around. You know, there were a lot of cash available for journalists who were willing to get the cash and, you know, and get their story slanted on the side of their federal politicians. That happens. In fact, some journalists, after the elections, they bought cars. Some are not building their homes because they've accumulated a lot of money.
Togby says this corruption will characterize Liberian journalism as long as journalists remain underpaid. The only other option is to join an international media organization which can pay higher rates. Franz Wild for VA News, Monrovia.